This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Hong Kong streets once again filled with hundreds of thousands of protesters Sunday against protesting against a controversial legislative bill that would allow for extradition to China. The protest comes after Hong Kong authorities suspended the proposal indefinitely. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
A show of force by protesters in Hong Kong after authorities suspended but did not kill a controversial extradition bill. Their message, just pausing the bill isn't good enough. Many are concerned the bill means they risk being extradited to China with its politicized judicial system. Edwin Chung is a Hong Kong resident.
This is an end game. This is almost like an overnight change of Hong Kong. If this bill is being passed, it would change Hong Kong forever.
There was a real question if the decision to suspend the proposal would help satisfy protester demands. After today's turnout, it's clear that many are still unhappy. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Protesters are also calling for the city's pro-Beijing chief executive, Carrie Lam, to step down. Many blame her for the violence that erupted during protests last week. Argentina, Paraguay, and Uruguay have suffered a widespread blackout that was attributed to a massive failure in the region's electrical grid. That came on Sunday. Argentina-based distributor Edesur said Sunday that parts of Chile and Brazil had outages as well. At mid-afternoon, nearly half of Argentina's 44 million people were still powerless. Uruguay's energy company blamed the collapse on a flaw in the Argentine network, and Edesur said the failure began around 7 a.m. local time. The cause is still unclear. You can find more on these and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.